שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר
קבלה. Hello, we're studying in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 131. The writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, 131.
Maybe we'll start with 130 so we have a greater flow.
So 130, I'll be the Parzuf Arich Anpin of the new Ma that came out on Chochmah and scrutinized and connected to him the bottom half of Keter of Nikudim, that they are the Achap, the Keter. That during the Katnut, they were in the degree below Keter, meaning in Chochmah and Bina and Nikudim. And it became Nukba to the Arich Anpin of the new Ma. And they were joined together. We're on page 524. Their stance is right and left. Arich Anpin de Ma, which is male, stands on the right. Arich Anpin de Bon, which is the Nukba, stands on the left. And the reason why Parzuf Atik Dema did not take the lower half of Keter de Nikudim as well is that since Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, whose merit is very high, it connected to itself only the Kelim de Panim de Gar de Nikudim, where no flaw occurred during the breaking. This is not so at the bottom half of Keter, the Achap that were fallen in Chochmah and Bina during the Katnut. Afterwards, during the Gadlut, they rose from Chochmah and Bina and joined Keter the Nikudim. Then, after breaking of the vessels, they fell from Keter the Nikudim once more and were cancelled. Thus, they were flawed by their fall and cancellation, and therefore unworthy of Atik. This is why Arich Anpin Dema took them.
Is that clear? Yes.
It's not clear why this part, the bottom half, he writes that they fell.
Why it's related to the shattering.
Yeah.
Not that it itself is related to the shattering, but that it's in the difference between Katnut and the Gadlut. The upper half part isn't related to Gadlut or Katnut, it's the same. That's why it's related to Atik, right? The lower half of Keter of Nikudim was in Katnut, and then in the time of Gadlut, it brought this great light to Abba and Ima of Nikudim, correct or incorrect?
Yes.
Okay, so he still is changing from Katnut to Gadlut. That's why he cannot be in Atik, because Atik is called Ne'etak, copied from everything that happens in the world of Atzilut. It's only a transition between the world of Adam Kadmon to the world of Atzilut.
Even though it was Rosh of Itlapshut,
it doesn't matter if it's Itlapshut or Aviyut, clothing or coarseness. That doesn't matter. What matters is he changing or not from Katnut to Gadlut? That's the point. Clear? Anything else? Yes.
Rav, what is that division that suddenly it's not something determined? The
What do you mean it's not absolute? It's very absolute. What parts are activated by moving the light of Gadlut from top down? These parts that pass on the light of Gadlut, they are already flawed by the shattering. What do you mean? If I passed on something, that then as a result of that there was a shattering, so then I'm already not okay. I need to be corrected. Why didn't I see that it would cause me shattering? Even if it's the half, lower half of the Keter of the lower part of Nikudim. But I did it already, it doesn't matter, so it's done. So in order to correct the system, to bring it back to correction, you need to form in me a certain system, like a warning system, a special system that already knows what's happening next, what's happening onwards. And that the shattering will no longer happen. If the lower half of Keter wouldn't pass it on, then it wouldn't shatter.
What I'm trying to understand is, I don't know how to say it, not the order of the degrees, but like Atik takes these qualities for himself that belong to him, and if it doesn't suit him, so he takes a part of him and just lowers it. And
No. Forget about your philosophies. Atik takes what comes to him as much as he can bestow, and he bestows. That's what he does. That's it. These qualities, not those qualities. It's Keter. It does everything that it can, like every partzuf, every sphira in spirituality. Everything he's capable of doing, he does. That's it. Next.
131. The new partzuf, Abba ve'ima, at the level of Bina, sorted and connected to themselves the lower half of Chochmah Bina de Nikudim, which are the Achap de Chochmah Bina that fell in Zat de Nikudim during the Katnut. But afterward, during the Gadlut de Nikudim, they rose and joined Chochmah Bina de Nikudim. During the breaking of the vessels, they fell to Zat de Nikudim once more and were cancelled. And Abba ve'ima de Ma'a sorted them into being their Nukba. They are called Zat de Chochmah and Vat, the bottom six of Bina de Bon, since the Chesed de Bina remained with Gar de Chochmah Bina de Bon and Partzuf Atik, and only the lower Vav from Gvura downward remained in the bottom half of Bina. It turns out that the male of Abba Ve'ima is the level of Bina de Ma, and the Nukba de Abba Ve'ima is Zat of Chochmah Bina de Bon. They stand on the right and on the left, Abba Ve'ima de Ma on the right, and Abba Ve'ima de Bon on the left. And Yishsud Dema, which are Zat de Abba Ve'ima, took the Malchutz of Chochmah and Bina de Bon.
Barur? Is that clear? Not really. It's not really. Okay, a little more. First of all, are we done with Ari Hanpin? Are we done with that? In 130, the partzuf of Ari Hanpin of the new Ma came out of the degree of Chochmah, and it scrutinized and connected to it the lower half of Nikudim, which are a half of Keter. That in the Katnut, they were in the degree below Keter, that is in Chochmah and Bina, the Nikudim. Right? And it became a Nukva to the Ari Hanpin of the new Ma, and they were joined together. And their stance is right and left. We're reading item 130. Alright, so all that's fine, and so we are done with the partzuf of Keter of Nikudim. After Keter, we have Abba and Ima of Nikudim. And what's happening with Abba and Ima? So we have here Abba and Ima of Nikudim. Right? Again, 131. And the partzuf of Abba of the new Abba ve'ima of the new Ma, sorry, meaning Abba and Ima of Atzilut. So what happens to them? They are at the level of Bina. They sorted and connected to themselves the lower half of Chochmah and Bina of Nikudim. The lower half of Chochmah Bina of Nikudim. The lower half of Chochmah and Bina of Nikudim sorted and connected to themselves the lower half of Chochmah Bina de Nikudim, which are the Achap de Chochmah Bina that fell into the Zat and Nikudim during the Katnut. You remember these parts of him. Keter, Abba and Ima, and Zon. So Achap of Abba and Ima, they fell into the Galgal Ta'inayim of Zon. But during the Gadlut of Nikudim, they rose and joined Chochmah Bina of Nikudim. And when they rise and return back to Chochmah and Bina of Nikudim, they too raise with them Galgal Ta'inayim of Zon. During the breaking of the vessels, they fell to Zat the Nikudim once more and were cancelled. And Abba Ve'ima Dema sorted them into being their Nukva. Meaning, Abba and Ima, the lower half of Abba and Ima, this is Abba and Ima, so the lower half of them, this is the lower half of Abba and Ima. So Abba and Ima Dema of Atzilut from their Nukva to them. And they are called Zat de Chochma and Vat de Bina. Because the Chesed of Bina remains with Gar of Bina. Because it's Bina, so for them it's also Chesed that belongs to bestowal. Of Chochmah and Bina of Bon. Chochmah and Bina of Bon of Parzuf Atik, and they only remain the bottom half of Bina, meaning Abba and Ima of Nikudim, only Vat from Gvura and below. It turns out that the male of Abba Ve'ima is at the level of Bina Dema, and the Nukva of the Abba Ve'ima is Zat of Chub Debon. Questions?
This whole part of the Zat of Chochmah and Vat Debina isn't clear.
What isn't clear?
How the division takes place.
According to the nature of... We have the world of Nikudim. In the world of Nikudim, what do we have? Keter, Abba and Ima, Zon. Listen. In the world of Nikudim, we have Keter, Abba and Ima, Zon.
Keter.
Keter.
Abba Ve'ima.
Abba and Ima.
Zon.
Zon.
Ze ulama Nikudim.
This is the world of Nikudim.
Keter, Abba Ve'ima.
Keter, Abba and Ima, and Zon.
Ma ba'ya b'Keter? Chetzi lion de Keter ulo shayach lishum.
What's wrong with Keter? The upper half of it doesn't belong to anything, so Atik takes it. Yes or no? That's clear. It's completely neutral. It doesn't care about a thing. Greatness, smallness, gadlut, katnut, nothing. The lower half of Keter is already passing on the great light, if light comes. So it, in Katnut, it reaches the parasa of Keter. In Gadlut, it continues. And it gives from the Keter greatness, Gadlut, to Abba Ve'ima. So Achap of Keter, who can take it and correct it?
Arichampin.
Arichampin.
Arichampin. Ze Achap de Keter.
This is Achap of Keter. Galgal Ta'inayim of Abba Ve'ima, Abba and Ima, who can correct it? In Atzilut, they also shattered Panim Ve'achor. Who can correct them? Abba Ve'ima. This is their degree, Abba Ve'ima. That's it. Who can correct the Achap of Abba Ve'ima? Yesut. Okay, Yesut. And Galgalta Einayim of Zon. We'll say it in a second. It's good that you don't know, because we didn't read it. 132, Palasulam, Volume 1.
132. The Patsuf Zon of the new Ma, at the level of Vakenikuda, sorted and connected themselves the Kelim, the Panim, the Zat, the Nikudim. Out of their shattering in Bia, that is, the Galgalta Einayim of Zat, the Nikudim. They became Nukba to Zon Dema and stand on the right and on the left. Zon Dema on the right and Zon Debon on the left.
Meaning, Galgalta Einayim of Zon.
Alan?
Next.
Kuflamet Gimel.
133. Thus, we have explained the Ma and the Bon in the five Potsufim of Atzilut, the five levels of the new Ma that emerged in the world of Atzilut, sorted in the old Kelim that worked in the Nikudim and made them into Nukva called Bon. Bon de'atik were sorted and made of the upper half of Gar de Nikudim. Bon de'arich anpin, the Abba ve'ima, were sorted and made the bottom half of Gar de Nukba, which served them during the Gadlut de Nikudim and were cancelled once again. Bon de'zon were sorted and made of the Kelim, the Panim, that emerged during the Katnud de Nikudim, which broke and fell along with their Kelim de Achoraim during their Gadlut.
Barur, Ken?
Clear, right?
No Tishalu?
Well, ask.
Kol Echat. Lokeh pesat niyar.
Each one takes a piece of paper and a pen, and we are reading again. Where should we read from?
Kuf Chav Tet, again.
129, I guess.
Amud 191, Ot Kuf Chav Tet.
One page 524 in the writings of Bala Sulam, Volume 1.
Each one writes, draws the world of Nikudim and in parallel the world of Atzilut, and what part of the world of Nikudim is corrected by what part of the world of Atzilut. Shamir, did you hear? Write this down. Go ahead.
129. You should know that when each level of these five potsufim of the new Ma emerged, it sorted and connected it to itself, a part of Kelim de Nikudim, which became its Nukba. Thus, when Partsuf Atik emerged, it took and connected to itself all the Gar de Nikudim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels. This refers to Galgalta Einayim in them, which emerged during their Katnut, called Kelim de Panim. In the Katnut of Nikudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them. That's
clear, right? In Katnut, you use only the upper half of Keter of Abba Einayim and Zon of Nikudim. Go on.
Galgalta Einayim and Nigbe Einayim. The bottom half of each one, which is called a Chab, descended to the lower degree.
In the time of Katnut. Yes.
Hence it is considered that Partuf Atik of the Numa
of Atzilut
took the upper half of Keter from the Kelim of Nikudim, as well as the upper half of Chochmah and Binah. And the seven roots of Zat included in Gar de Nikudim.
This was taken by Atik. I didn't draw this here correctly. Atik took Galgalta Enayim of Keter and Galgalta Enayim of Abba and Dima. Of Nikudim, yes. Go on.
These became a Partsuf Nukva to the Atik of the Numa and joined with one another.
Meaning, everything that's not related to the shattering, Atik took. Everything where there is no difference between Katnut and Gadlut. And
join them with one another. They are called Ma and Bon, the Atik, the Atzilut. Since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the Kelim, the Nikudim, that joined it are called Bon. They are arranged face to back, Atik de Ma at the Panim and Atik de Bon in its whole.
Go on.
130. Partsuf Arich Anpin of the new Ma, which emerged in the level of Chochmah, sorted and connected to itself the lower half of Keter, the Nikudim, the Achap de Keter, which during the Katnut were at the degree below Keter, that is, in Chochmah and Binah, the Nikudim, it became a Nukba to the Arich Anpin of the Numa, and they were joined together. Their stance is right and left. Arich Anpin Dema, which is the male, stands on the right. And Arich Anpin the Bon, which is the Nukba, stands on the left. And the reason why Partsuf Atik Dema did not take the lower half of Keter de Nikudim as well is that since Atik is the first Rosh de Atzilut, whose merit is very high, it connected to itself only the Kelim de Panim de Gar de Nikudim, where no flaw occurred during the breaking. This is not so with the bottom half of Keter, the Achap, that were fallen in Chochmah and Binah during the Katnut. Afterwards, during the Gadlut, they rose from Chochmah and Binah and joined Keter the Nikudim. Then, after the breaking of the vessels, they fell from Keter the Nikudim once more and were canceled. Thus, they were flawed by their fall and cancellation, and therefore unworthy of Atik. This is why Arich Anpin Dema took them.
That's the explanation currently. Go on.
131. The new Partsuf Abba Ve'ima at the level of Binah sorted and connected themselves to the lower half of Chochmah Binah de Nikudim, which are the Achap de Chochmah Binah, and fell in the Zat the Nikudim during the Katnut. But afterwards, during the Gadlut the Nikudim, they rose and joined Chochmah and Binah the Nikudim. During the breaking of the vessels, they fell to Zat the Nikudim once more and were canceled. And Abba Ve'ima Dema sorted them into being their Nukva. They are called Zat de Chochmah and Vat, the bottom six, the Binah de Bon. Since Chesed de Binah remained with Gar de Chochmah Binah de Bon in Partsuf Atik, and only the lower Vav from Gvura downward remained at the bottom half of Binah, it turns out that the male of Abba Ve'ima in the level of Binah Dema and the Nukba, the Abba Ve'ima, is Zat of Chochman Bina, the Bon. They stand on the right and the left. Abba Ve'ima de Ma on the right, and Abba Ve'ima de Bon on the left. And Yesud de Ma, which are Zat de Abba Ve'ima, took the Malchutz of Chochma Bina, the Bon.
Where are you? Mm-hmm. I see. All right. Keep going. Let's finish this.
132. Partzuf zon of the Numa at the level of Vak and Nekuda, sorted and connected to themselves the kelim, the panim of Zad de Nikudim, out of their shattering in Bia, that is, the Galgalta Anaim of Zad de Nikudim. They became Nukba to Zon de Ma, and stand on the right and on the left, Zon de Ma on the right and Zon de Bon on the left.
Yes, keep going.
133. Thus we have explained the Ma and Bon in the five Patsufim of Atzilut. The five levels of the new Ma that emerged in the world of Atzilut sorted the old Kelim that worked in the Nikudim and made them into Nukba called Bon. Bon, the Atik, were sorted and made of the upper half of Gar de Nikudim. Bon, the Arich Anpin, and Abba Ve'ima were sorted and made of the bottom half of Gar de Nikudim, which served them during the Gadlut de Nikudim and were cancelled once again. Bon, the Zon, were sorted and made of the Kelim de Panim that emerged during the Katnut de Nikudim, which broke and fell along with their Kelim de Achoraim during their Gadlut.
Shilot.
Questions.
Ken.
Yes. Rav, two questions. First of all, if we can look at the illustration, in Galgalta Anaim of Keter, it's not from top down, but it's from below upwards. Rav, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. Second question. I wrote like you asked, and I found that in Achap of Abba Ve'ima, it's unclear who is correcting it. On the one hand, it's Abba Ve'ima. On the other hand, what does it mean that Malchuyot are correcting Yishut? Rav, Yishut corrects Malchuyot, and Abba Ve'ima corrects Abba Ve'ima. And Galgalta Anaim of Abba Ve'ima belongs to Arich Anpin. Sorry, to Atik. So again, who corrects the Achap of Bina? The nine Sfirot are corrected by Abba Ve'ima, and Malchut is... I could have drawn this clearer. Let's do the following. Atik takes half of the upper half of Keter, of Nikudim, and half, the upper half, of Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim. Is that clear?
Yes.
Now, Arich Anpin, what does he take? Well, the lower half of Keter de Nikudim. Abba Ve'ima, what do they take? the lower half of Abba and Ima. The lower half, I wrote, of Abba v'Ima. You take Abba v'Ima of Nikudim. Yesut. Yesut takes the malchuyot of Abba and Ima of Nikudim. And Zon, they take the Galgalta enayim of Zon. All right. So in truth, it's not really. Slowly, slowly, you'll begin to feel what belongs to what. Meaning the flaw between these different parts. For us, it's important only because of how we arrange these corrections throughout 6,000 years, meaning degrees. To what extent this is corrected by that, that's corrected by that, and it's mutual bestowal. We'll talk about it. We'll repeat it many times. All right? Yes, Dudi.
What do we need to know all these little details for?
The extent of correction. It's the extent of correction. When we talk about it by that through our study, when we want to belong, to relate ourselves to this system, by that we awaken the lights. We awaken lights, that's it.
And if I'm not able to understand this?
Never mind. Get confused, that's fine. You're not confusing the system. Don't worry. The more you discuss this and understand or don't understand, it doesn't matter. To be more accurate, the more you don't understand and want to understand, by that you awaken the lights. Yes, Moshe.
There are the seven k'tarim here. Where did they come from?
The seven roots. The seven roots, from them the Zat come out, but they don't belong to Zat. They belong to their upper one.
Where do they belong to? The Keter?
On every single degree you have something that doesn't belong to that degree itself, but it belongs to the higher degree. That's on every level. The Zon, even though they were entirely shattered front and back, they still have something in them that did not shatter. Let's say like a spark we have in our hearts. It's in the shattered desire, but itself is a godly part from above, this point in the heart. Without it, we would be lost.
It's a term, Zayin Ktarim, or there's Keter and Abba v'Ima v'Zon, they also have them?
No. The seven Ktarim is Zon, so in Zon you have Ktarim. These Ktarim don't belong to the body of Zon itself, but to the degree that is before it. All right?
Misham.
Who's there?
No.
Go on.
General question about the drawing, can I ask?
Yes.
What you drew on the right, what is that? That's a world, it's a partsuf, Keter Abba v'Ima Zon.
What, here? This is Nekudim.
Nekudim.
And this is Atzilut.
And that's Atzilut. So the right part...
No.
What? What's the problem? Yes.
The part on the right that describes the state after the shattering, during the shattering.
The Keter in the list or the Keter in the illustration?
On the right side.
This is the Keter.
That whole drawing. Keter Abba v'Ima Zon. The illustration on the right that describes
Nikudim.
Nikudim, but what, during the shattering?
It's Katnut.
before the shattering.
Yes.
And then he took all those pure parts and built Olam Atzilut, something like that?
No. While he's here, it's Katnut. There's nothing else. After he goes through the shattering, and after the shattering we have Keter of Katnut, right? Only the upper half of Keter, and Abba Ve'ima are in Katnut, the upper half of Abba Ve'ima and Zon are entirely shattered. This is after the shattering. So we need to correct it, and if we correct it, we'll reach a state of Gmar Tikkun. Because what does the world of Nikudim want? It wants to reach the end of correction. That's why it shattered. So if we correct its flaw, why didn't it reveal this flaw? Why did it still go to receive in order to bestow and it didn't come out? If we correct it, we'll reach the end of correction. Good, we now have an indication that we are what we need to correct and we can reach it. You can't do it without the shattering, that's it.
So in this process, he took the pure vessels, I don't know how to call them, bestow, sanctity, what vessels you can work with.
Yes.
And then he pulls for himself what you drew on the left, something like that?
Yes. That's what we have in the world of Nikudim, this division after the shattering. Where is it? And then comes the world of Atzilut and corrects it. All of the world of Atzilut comes in order to correct the world of Nikudim.
Okay.
We need to conclude. What else do we have? Ooh, how many questions? No. Okay, New York.
Two questions. Well, I don't know if we have time. He writes about Abba Ve'ima of the Numa that he doesn't take the lower part, the lower half. He takes Zat of Chochmah and Vat of Bina.
Right.
What is that, this sermon?
We read about it. Because the flaw that we have in the world of Nikodim, once we learned it so much, that there is a difference between Zat and Vat. That in the shattering, there is a difference. There's a difference in the shattering between Abba Ve'ima. That in Abba, it was made in a better form than it was in Ima. Ima is related to Leida, to birth, to Malchut. It passes on everything from Abba. That's why she's more flawed. But we'll get into that tomorrow. I don't have time now. I'm told that I have to. Yes, Vlad? Shai, I meant.
Yeah, we wanted to give an update about today. We have a special lesson, a view with the world Kli at 5, and the format will be this. From 5 to 6, you're going to have a conversation with the world Kli. Everybody is invited to ask questions live or send them in advance. It's an open conversation about everything they want to scrutinize. Afterwards, from 6 to 6:30, all the coordinators of the world Kli will come in, and we'll have a half an hour that will be devoted to organization questions.
And everyone's connected to this and watching it. Yes? Good. Okay.
And then we'll combine the two. If in the hour with you some scrutinies will come up, we'll be able to send it to the last half hour. Then we'll send here from the coordinators how we can take care of the organization.
Right, because to the organizational aspect, I'm not related and I don't need to be. And if I do get involved, then Mushi gets angry at me. No, but seriously, I don't deal with that. So from 5 to 6, I'll be with you. And from 6 to 6:30, you'll have your coordinators and the organizes. Okay, good. What do we have during the day?
Good day, all the TV viewers. Special meeting with Rav Leitman and the World Kli Groups. You are welcome for the meeting in 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. on Sviva Tova. World Yeshivat Chaverim this evening, 6:45 p.m. We're inviting our friends from the World Kli to unite and be together in the World Yeshivat Chaverim. Introductory course to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Campus is happy to invite you to a trial lesson in the course of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Admission 30 shekel all over Israel. For details, go to our website or call our toll-free number. Good day, everybody.
Дно, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Stand.